Chapter 54. The Need for Sacrifice. Battle Barge Charybdis, Apothecarian. Odysseon was kneeling by Circe's side as she slept fitfully on one of the apothecarian medi-slabs. His bowed head touched his fingers, his hands clasped to hers as he murmured passages from the Lectitio Divinitatis. The air was cool and sanitized. A low hum emanated off the atmosphere recyclers and the dim halogen strip lights glowing overhead. Circe had looked troubled, but at least her eyes were now closed after a period of catatonia had seized her. Ushaman had calmed her mind, and she had slipped into dreams. Odysseon hoped she would never wake, that her pain would ease and she would be embraced at the Emperor's side. At least here, like this, she could have some measure of peace. The ship and its crew had seen enough, endured enough. What fate awaited them all, including the refugees from Rampart, if they followed the salamanders into fire? Oblivion, most likely. The telltale pressure hiss of the apothecarian door opening roused Odysseon from his prayers. Wiping his face on his uniform sleeve, he turned to see Ushaman, Zetos, and Numeon. "No," he said, standing up and vigorously shaking his head. "No, damn you!" Odysseon put his body between Circe and the salamanders. Ushaman raised his hand to urge the shipmaster aside, but Numeon stopped him.
"We need her, Kolo," he said simply. "Ushaman can bring her around, but then we need her."
"I have heard," said Odysseon. "You want to go back into the ruin storm."
"And we need her," Numeon insisted gently.
Odysseon scowled, angry, prematurely grieving.
"It will kill her."
Numeon nodded. "I know. But her life was given over to the service of the Legion the moment she was born, shipmaster, as was yours."
Cold, thin fingers touched Odysseon's hand, and he turned sharply. Circe, enfeebled, dying but awake, looked back at him. There was compassion and love in her eyes for the man with whom she had brought life into the world. A life not destined to last, but which had touched them both, nevertheless.
"Did you do this?" he asked of Ushaman, his eyes bright with fury.
"No," replied the librarian. "I swear I did not enter her mind. She has risen by herself."
Odysseon looked back at Circe, fear, hope, and confusion warring on his face.
"You do not have to do this."
Though she wasn't strong, she had never been strong, Circe clenched Odysseon's hand as tightly as she could. Her voice was not much more than a whisper.
"But I choose to, Kolo, my love."
And her gaze slipped beyond Odysseon for a moment to Numeon, who gave a single shallow nod of thanks. She put her hands on Odysseon's face, using her thumbs to wipe at the fresh tears that trickled down it.
"I would not have reached Terra anyway. There was nothing for us there."
And Odysseon replied in a small, wounded voice, "I know."
"It will be soon, shipmaster," said Numeon, his tone brooking no argument. "You have an hour, and then we must be ready. Your place is upon the bridge, Circe's in the Novatum."
Odysseon nodded. His bearing was that of a condemned man going to the gallows. Outside, the three salamanders gathered for a moment, having left Odysseon and Circe alone.
"Is there a chance she could survive this?" Numeon asked, looking through the glass at the two mortals sharing their last moments with one another.
"No, Captain, she will die," said Ushaman,
his mien as cold as ever. It is the only thing I am certain of with this entire endeavor. The only question that remains is whether she will live long enough for us to reach Nocturne.
So be it, said Numeon, knowing they had no choice now, and turning away so he could focus his mind on what was needed next. Ensure Valkyr is prepared, he told Ushaman. I shall mark a place for him upon the bridge.
He left, leaving Zitos and Numeon alone.
Have you seen Hecht?
Zitos shook his head.
Not since we escaped the storm. Do you want me to find him?
No, he could be anywhere. It is strange, though.
How so?
Allegedly, he is an agent of Malkador, the Emperor's own regent. Here we are, in the vicinity of Terra, about to abandon our duty to Rogal Dorn himself, and Hecht is absent.
You expected him to stand in our way? Asked Zitos.
Numeon nodded.
Are you sure he still won't?
This is our business, not Malkador's. The Emperor would want his son restored. He needs Vulcan just as we do. Besides, there is something about Hecht. It is as if I am seeing it for the first time. He has bled with us. But is that any guarantee of loyalty, especially to a cause not his own?
Zitos had to admit the answer to that was no.
Can we trust him? As far as anything we have encountered in the storm.
Numeon paused to consider his next course of action. There was no time to look for the Grey Legionary. Perhaps he had his own rituals to observe. Zitos saw his captain's dilemma.
What would you ask of me? Name it, and it shall be done. I can take a squad, track Hecht down.
No, let him be. He has been an ally to us so far. I'll need you on the bridge. Every legionary must be placed in the defense of it, and the generatorium. And since we are now so few...
Numeon briefly looked away, his thoughts on the dead. In his heart, he knew the need for sacrifice wasn't satisfied. Not yet. Zitos lifted his spirits.
For what it's worth, brother, I would follow you into hellfire. I already have done once, and I would do so again if you asked it of me.
I ask, brother,
said Numeon, smiling as he clapped Zitos on the shoulder.
I ask all of you. I only wish it were hellfire we were stepping into. This is much worse.